Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Abusing the valuable treasure of grace. Contend for the faith. For certain men have secretly slipped in among you. They are godless men who change the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ. Jude 3-4. If a rich friend gave you a blank check, would you return the check unused? Buy something you needed? Buy something you wanted? Empty the account and then ask for more? Unlike friends with finite resources, God's grace is infinite. But the riches of His grace aren't to be used contrary to His wishes. Jude confronts this problem in his short, potent letter, and John Calvin comments on the author's admonition concerning the recipient's abuses. Walk with John Calvin, a French scholar and Reformation leader in the 1500s. Jude's readers had abused the grace of God, leading themselves and others to take an impure and profane liberty in sinning. After being called by God, we ought not to glory carelessly in His grace, but instead walk watchfully. For if anyone trifles with God, the contempt of His grace will not be unpunished. Those whom God has honored with the greatest blessings, whom He had extolled to the same degree of honor as we enjoy at this day. He afterwards was severely punished. In vain were they all proud of God's grace, who did not live in a manner suitable to their calling. Today's New Testament reading is Jude verses 1 through 16.
The letter of Jude. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, to those who have been called, who are loved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ. Mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt compelled to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to God's holy people. For certain individuals whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. Though you already know all this, I want to remind you that the Lord at one time delivered His people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe, and the angels who did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their proper dwelling, these He has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day. In a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. They serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire. In the very same way, on the strength of their dreams, these ungodly people pollute their own bodies, reject authority, and heap abuse on celestial beings. But even the archangel Michael, when he was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses, did not himself dare to condemn him for slander, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." Yet these people slander whatever they do not understand. And the very things they do understand by instinct, as irrational animals do, will destroy them. Woe to them! They have taken the way of Cain. They have rushed for profit into Balaam's error. They have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion. These people are blemishes at your love feasts, eating with you without the slightest qualm, shepherds who feed only themselves. They are clouds without rain, blown along by the wind, autumn trees without fruit and uprooted, twice dead. They are wild waves of the sea, foaming up their shame, wandering stars for whom blackest darkness has been reserved forever. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about them. See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of His holy ones to judge everyone and to convict all of them of all the ungodly acts they have committed in their ungodliness and of all the defiant words ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These people are grumblers and fault finders. They follow their own evil desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others for their own advantage.
Gifts tend to bring out the best and worst in people. Some respond with pride, as if they deserved what they received all along. Others respond with humility, acknowledging the goodness of the giver and the unworthiness of the recipient. God's gift of grace shines brightly when you recall that you didn't deserve what you received forgiveness and pardon, nor did you receive what you deserved condemnation and judgment. Don't hesitate to receive God's grace with gladness, but be careful how we handle it as befitting a treasure too valuable to trifle with.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.